Californians continue to stay at home during the coronavirus crisis. Capradia Reads has had to postpone some of our live author interviews. Like the rest of the world, we're not sure when these events will return, but in the meantime, we know that books can provide an escape. I'm Donna Epidoni. Join me as I talk with Capradio's Steve Milne and others about the books that keep us going. This is Capradio Reads.
With Capradio News, I'm Steve Milne. It's time for Capradio Reads. Donna Epidoni, our regular morning edition host, has been isolating at home, and she joins us now to offer some reading recommendations, as she's been doing over the past month and a half. Donna, you've shared quite a few books from your home library. What are you reading these days?
The books I'm talking about this week reflect where we are in this pandemic. We're getting closer to the end of the isolation period, yet it's very clear that we're not going back to the way things were before.
Yeah, we are definitely headed into a new normal.
Right, and this has turned me to a more reflective part of my bookcase. Today's books are all about listening. Listening to each other and listening to the mood of what's happening around us. The first book was required reading when I was in college, and it probably shaped my career more than anything else I can think of. It's Studs Terkel's Working. He interviewed a lot of people about their jobs, and he compiled all the answers. He rarely reveals his questions. All you read is what people had to say about their work.
Yeah, that's a pretty famous book. If I remember right, he spoke to people in a lot of different kinds of occupations.
Yeah, he talked with more than 100 people, and he included them in chapters like working the land and cleaning up. But then he found some other similarities. There's a chapter called Watching that includes a doorman in a big city apartment building, a couple of police officers, a photographer, and a film critic, all people who watch for a living. There are also some chapters about people whose jobs became obsolete and how they felt about that.
So you said this book shaped your career. How?
Terkel had great listening skills. That's what I learned from him. The interviewer is just the conduit. He found a way to create space for good answers, and then he got out of the way. Terkel wrote some other books, too, and a couple that use the same format are Coming of Age and Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
What's another title about listening that you recommend?
I have a book by someone who is well known to public radio listeners. Krista Tippett put together a collection of interviews from her show, Speaking of Faith. She talked to scientists about what they believe in. It's an interesting approach to the science-religion debate.
Would we know some of these scientists?
Of the 13 people she interviewed, one is very well known, Dr. Mehmet Oz, and another has worked in both sides of the conversation. John Polkinghorne has worked as a physicist and as an Anglican priest. Tippett and Studs Terkel really proved that good journalists have to be good listeners. At this point, we all have to be good listeners, and a good resource for how we can listen to each other is The Zen of Listening by Rebecca Z. Schaefer.
Well, it's been nice listening to you this morning, Donna. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Donna Epidoni is the regular host of Morning Edition and Cap Radio Reads. You can find information about these and other books on her bookcase at capradio.org/books.